In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we read today from the Gospel how our Lord Jesus cleansed the temple from money changers and those who were evil enough to do commerce, that is, buying and selling in the temple of the Lord. The temple, as well as the church, has to be dedicated in serving God only. And Jesus was very angry when so much evil things were going on in the temple that he chased all the money changers away from God's holy temple. And the chief priests, those who opposed him and his preaching about God, they were not happy about this. And if you wonder why we study or read this part of our Lord's life now during Lent, the reason is that this is again one of the occasions when the chief priests and the Pharisees started to hate Jesus more and more, and that they eventually hated him so much that they wanted him killed. But Jesus reproached these high priests and Pharisees, saying that it is from the mouth of children there where you often hear the truth, because it was children who praised him for his good actions, singing Hosanna to him. And we can also think ourselves in today's gospel, that if somebody reproaches us, how do we answer to the reproach? If we start to bear grudges against those who reproach us or correct our actions, aren't we then just like the chief priests and the Pharisees? Our Lord came and told them what they must do in their lives and how they must believe in God and do good. And instead of correcting their lives, the enemies of Jesus started to hate him. But instead, our Lord presents us an example of a child. And you should remember, children, that there's a difference being childlike and childish. Childlike is a Christian, a Catholic, who trusts in God, who always wants to do good, and who is willing to do God's will in life instead of his own. And we learn the will of God from our superiors, from our elders, from our teachers, from our parents, and most of all, from our priests and bishops. So if anybody ever tells us that you cannot do this, you should do better, you should do good instead of doing your own will, we have two options. Either we are childlike servants of Jesus and Mary, or we take it to ourselves, we start to bear grudge, just like the high priests did, and eventually the high priests, they bear grudge so much that they didn't want Jesus to live anymore. So children, when preparing for the death of our Lord, which happens on Good Friday, meditate and think sometimes about these very important lessons from the life of our Lord. He always went around preaching to his hearers and preaching to us as well through Gospels that it's not enough just to believe. You just have to, you also have to act according to your beliefs. If we are ready to do the will of God in our lives, we get so many numerous blessings from him. We might face persecution in this life, like Jesus did, from the hands of the evil people and from the hands of the chief priests. But if the people who don't obey God, if they persecute us, even better will then be our reward in heaven. So, children, always keep this lesson of Jesus in mind. If you are reproached, don't react like the chief priests and Pharisees who took it on their pride and started to hate Jesus, but be humble, obedient, be good-willing and God-loving, a child-like servant of God. And the more you do His will in this world instead of your own, the more will God love you, and the better shall be your reward in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.